Often we think while chanting, these sankskaras come out, and I believe when we have such a day like yesterday's day, where we sometimes feel inconvenienced by the impressions, that we begin to understand we need to practice mental hygiene in our lives, isn't it? We need to have a life where we don't have fights, like, you know, this boxing person who was beating the other poor guy on his head. And we also understand that we need to just have a very positive Krishna conscious life, which helps our attempt to meet Krishna in the holy name. I would now do what is done in many temples. I would like to talk a little of Vrindavan. Traditionally, devotees go to the holy dham to spend time during the month of Kartik and other times, so that they can get new and deeply Krishna conscious impressions. Why should our mind be a place for movies and for the thoughts friend and enemy, and for sense gratifications like Tochter? We should have a mind where we can remember Krishna. And for that purpose, I'm inviting you to leave the material world called Croatia and Europe once a year and go on sacred pilgrimage to the holy dham, to Vrindavan, where really everything reminds us of Krishna. For instance, you can go to Vashana and you can think about Srimati Radharani and her pastimes with Lord Krishna. This year we will make our first japa retreat in India, in Vashana, actually. In Vashana, there is this wonderful place called Mangat. Once, Krishna said to Srimati Radharani, "O Radhe, you sing as sweet as a cuckoo. Please give me instructions how to sing. Give me singing lessons." So Srimati Radharani said, "It is very unusual, but I will give you singing lessons." And she began to teach Lord Krishna the ABC of singing. Now, as Krishna listened to Srimati Radharani singing, he felt, "This is the sweetest singing which I have ever heard." If you look a little bit back, you see Srimati Radharani holding her parrot. She communicates very nicely to the parrots of Vrindavan. But her special quality is kukulvak, that she has a voice as sweet as a cuckoo in the months of spring, when the cuckoo eats these mango buds. These are flowers, the flowers of the mango, the cuckoo eats it, and it produces such a sweet cuckoo, cuckoo voice. So Srimati Radharani taught this in her very wonderful and sweet voice. And Krishna wanted this singing lesson never to end. So whenever his time came to repeat what he had learned, he sang the melodies, but slightly off tune. There was a little mistake, like this, not bigger. No, Syam Sunda. No, it's not. It's ah. So you must sing like this, and again, Krishna repeated, but this time he went a little bit too deep. Radharani said, Shyama Sundar, you have an average intelligence. I mean, how do you make all these mistakes? Krishna was smiling to himself. So finally, Srimati Radharani found out that Krishna intentionally sang the melodies wrong so that he would spend more time with Radharani. And she became so frustrated with her transcendental singing student that she said, I never ever want to see you. In the name of taking singing lessons, you make all the mistakes so that you can stay longer with me. That's it. That's the end of our relationship. Goodbye. And she stormed off into this one mountain top. It's called Mangat, where she became very, very transcendentally angry. So Krishna tried everything to see Srimati Radharani, but her anger was just so intense that he couldn't even climb the first step of Mangat. Then he thought, oh no, and he turned around and went back. All of Vrindavan began to suffer because Vrindavan only lives to see the Milan or the meeting of the divine couple. Now this Milan was disturbed. The meeting couldn't take place because Radharani had turned away from Krishna in utter frustration. Krishna was thinking what to do. Then one day, he had an idea. Who of you has been in Mangat? Have you looked from Mangat in the direction of, in the opposite direction to Uchagaon? Then you will see another mountain. Mayur Parvat is this mountain called. Mayur means the Peacock Mountain. On the top of this mountain, which is just opposite of Mangar, Krishna took on the form of a transcendental peacock and began to dance. Because he remembered that Srimati Radharani once had asked him if he could please turn himself into a peacock and dance. Krishna had done this to please Radhika, and he has got, you know, the and danced so mind enchanting that Radharani joined him, taking the form of a transcendental peahen, you know, with a divine lotus face, and they had danced. This picture you can see on the first edition of the book, The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. There's a good reason. So now Krishna remembered this, that once he had danced with Radharani in the outfit of a peacock, and now in utter desperation, hoping that Radharani would turn her angry face back at him, Krishna, the Lord of the universe, on whom everything rests, but who lives to please his devotee, was again dancing in his peacock vesh, his peacock form, on the opposite side, on the Mayur mountain. All alone he was dancing and dancing, joyously dancing and looking. Does Radharani look from the other mountain? How I dance today. Radharani first looked the other way, but then because she had a weakness for the dancing of Lord Krishna, looked, and then she just couldn't control herself. She ran down Mangar in her blue zari and ran up Mayur Gar and turned into a transcendental peahen, and together they danced on that mountain. They danced back and forth. The whole universe became a witness to that divine dance where the Lord and His Shakti, His energy, danced in many, many ways and movements. The dance of God is the best dance. Now a couple of maybe 200 years or 150 years ago, there was a great devotee on this Mangar who was worshipping this pastime, how the Lord had become a dancer to please His devotee. He danced like a peacock. And he worshipped it and worshipped it and worshipped it and prayed very intensely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please engage me in the service of this Leela. So, he meditated for many, many years about this Leela, until one day Radharani appeared and said, would you like to see this Leela, how I dance with my beloved Lord Syam in our peacock dance? The great devotee said, yes, I only live to see this Leela. So Radharani said, I will show you this Leela, but only if you paint how my beloved Lord Syam and I dance together. The devotee, you must know, was a very able devotee, but he was blind. He said, I'm blind. How will I be able to first of all see this, and then you ask me to paint it? Radharani said, if you sincerely try, everything will become revealed to you. At that time, Vashana was a dense jungle, a very dense jungle. So the devotee accepted the order of Radharani, and the whole Leela was manifested to him as he chanted lovingly the holy names. And at the end of the Leela, he saw how Krishna actually danced in this very wonderful way, which made Radharani laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And then the Leela stopped. Immediately the devotee remembered the promise he had given to Srimati Radharani, and he began to dig in the ground for pigments. Pigments. And then he just tried to go. He was blind, as I said, to where the next people are, the farmers, and said, I need a canvas where I can paint upon. Canvas, what's that? Asked the farmers. But because he sincerely tried, Srimati Radharani by and by supplied all the ingredients which you need to paint a picture. And this blind man began to actually paint a most beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna in their peacock outfits. This picture you can still see at the top of this mountain in Mangat, where this took place. Not Mangat, Mayurgat, where this Leela took place. And it is a Leela which I want to narrate this evening, because the Brahma Sanghita explained to us that Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, by if your eyes are awakened to spiritual life by the balm of love, the cream of love, then the impossible becomes possible. A blind man will be able to paint a picture. A layman will cross over the mountains. And a bad gender, like we saw here, will be actually able to pronounce the Chintamani name, the pure name of the Lord. Spiritually, we are all blind. Even those of us who do not need spectacles are spiritually extremely blind. Our tongue is an unmovable material tongue. Spiritually, it cannot pronounce the holy name very clearly. But if Srimati Radharani and Krishna see us sincerely trying, then it is possible. In Vashana, they tell you another story, that three generations ago, in a cave in the mountain, there was a lion. This lion lived there. But somehow he felt attracted to Sadhu Sangha. I have seen this when I was chanting my rounds at Malharikund, near Radhakund. Whenever I chanted, a cobra came by and sat just next to me and listened. And then, that was amazing. You know what is a, is it called mungu? Mongoose, thank you, who are the natural enemy of cobra. They also came and played nearby. I was sitting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please remain peaceful. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. We also saw, one day we went to Siam Kutir in the Govardhan area, and we chanted, and there were many of these Nilgaus, these huge, mysterious antelopes who are big, like big horses. And they stayed nearby, ate, and had their family conversations and everything. So, when there is good chanting going on, the wild animals do give up their wildness. And this laugh, this lion, came and stayed with the devotees. And after some time, the lion became peaceful. He took initiation, or he got initiation, he got a spiritual name, I don't know what is his name, and his Guru Maharaj told him to do some service. He sent him out to beg for madukari, some food. He tied a bag around his neck, and there was a shield. Madukari. Madukari means when you go and when you are hungry in Braj and you want to eat and you need to beg, because then you just say, Madukari, Madukari, and everyone understands it, gives you something. So, but imagine the first time when this lion knocked at the house of the first Brijbasi, and he opened, a lion! What does he have? A bag around his back. Neck. What is it? Maduka. Of course, Maduka. Wait. And then they came. Yeah, take this and good evening. And, he went to many houses and got a lot of Madukari. And he became, he was some, I do not know, maybe his name was Nishingadev or something. I don't know what name they got. Or Nishingha, maybe something like Dear to Nishingadev, you know. Or the pleasure of Nishingadev or something like that. So, Then the lion got much madhukari and gave it to his Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna. So this is another story from the same place where we want to do our japa retreat this year, which shows that by sadhu sangha and sincere effort in the nam seva, even a lion can turn into a brahmachari. These are some stories in Vrindavan. You know, once I start telling stories, I get lost, so I better stop here. I want to encourage you in your Nam Seva. I'm constantly, as the one who conducts the seminar, I'm torn in two directions. There are some devotees who were at the Swiss Japa retreats, where we had 17 participants, and where we really concentrated more on the japa practice, like we had 2 days of 64 rounds as a must. And these devotees come to me and said, please make it more intense. We know you can be very intense. And I say, I will think about it, but let me also speak to other devotees. And then I meet other devotees and they say, oh, Malateshko, Malateshko, it's so super intense. So there are the two groups of devotees who are here. And I want to tell the first group, please chant more. Who keeps you from chanting? You have the whole day. You don't need to do anything else than chanting. Please chant. This japa retreat is made that there are free sections. Today was the whole afternoon we had free. But when I looked out of my window to see what you were doing, you were swimming. I thought, nice that you, it seemed you needed the time to swim. That's also all right. We should be kind to all of the devotees. I told you in the beginning that you should take measured or appropriate doses of the holy name. But the other devotees, they who wish to do it differently, they should do. Someone told me today, I think the japa retreat is over. Yesterday was the 64 days. I wanted to say to the devotee, Hawk, today is your 128 days, rounds days. Who stops you? Please, you must do. See, in this japa retreat, it's my desire to also teach you to become a little bit responsible for your own spiritual life and your own spiritual standards. It's not that all, so that you can chant more, everyone has to chant more. That's not the reality of life. Or it is not that if someone chants more, you must also chant more. No, you can be responsible for your own life. At the same time, I feel that we should have often, more often, these japa retreats, because we should learn more and more to take the holy name as everything in our life, as our natural occupation. We should learn this in our lives, that the holy name is the most, it's more natural for us than breathing. It's more, we live with the holy name. To live with the holy name means really two things. It means to take the holy name and then to spread it to others. This is what it means to live with the holy name.